Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, this is your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton, on Motivating Making Money Mondays. Again, this is Sean Alexander Hamilton for Block Talk Radio Network. I am filling in for the lovely Bethany, as always. Now, through our discussion, if you want to call in, let me give you that number right now. The number to call in is 646-787-1578. And when you dial that number, make sure you hit the number one in order to either chime in or leave a question or leave a comment. Again, that number is to call in 71578 and make sure you hit the number one in order to chime in. Okay, on Motivating Making Money Mondays, we are going to talk a little bit about a book that I wrote. For all you listeners that don't know, I am an author of 4 books as of right now. Going to throw a little plug in about myself, a little background about myself. I wrote a book called Defeating Financial Anger, a couple other books that I've written. One is called Don't Change Your Dreams, Catch Them. Another one is called Understanding and Mending Broken Paths. And the other one I just recently published is called Conquering Thoughts. Being as it's Motivating Making Money Mondays, I'm going to talk a little bit about my book, Defeating Financial Anger, on some of the concepts I put in that book. I actually do have another book that I'm currently in the process of writing that should be out in the next few months. And that one is also a financial book as well. Now, this one financial book, Defeating Financial Anger, the one I'm talking about, is not your typical financial book. It's not about getting out of debt, becoming rich or becoming wealthy or whatnot. It is this one book, Defeating Financial Anger, has to do with your actual emotional ties with your money and how to deal with your emotional thought process when it comes to your money and your situation. So, with that being said, let's get started. Like I said, I'm going to talk a little bit about my book and what's in it. So for anyone that wants to purchase a book from me, my direct website is Alexander Hamilton Motivates, or no, sorry, it's AlexanderHamiltonsInsights.com. Let me rephrase that for you again. It's AlexanderHamiltonsInsights.com. If you guys want to purchase any of my books or see what I've got going on. So, in my book, Defeating Financial Anger, some of the things that I actually discuss in it, I go off and I talk about getting over your own defeat when it comes to our thought processes and what we go through and what we deal with, especially when it comes to our money. I also talk about a syndrome that I had coined or deemed up or thought of when I was thinking about the situation when it comes to money. And the syndrome I called the mean green syndrome. It's about the syndrome of us getting angry over the green stuff. And for me personally, all these different emotions that we share and that we have, we all have them. We all have anger. We all have happiness. We all have worry. We all have sadness. We all have happiness. We all have these emotions. And that's what initially links us together as through our emotional frequencies of what we deal with and how we deal with them. And financial anger is something that could completely destroy a life when it comes to the inner workings of a relationship, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a boss to an employee, whatever. So I felt this to be completely true with what people were going through when I first wrote this book. Now, I just re-edited it. I had to do a huge re-edit, which took me 10 days about the book, or to re-edit this book, polish it up and clean it up. And as I was going through this book, because I published this book a long, long time ago, and as I was going through it, I found some useful nuggets that I forgot I even put in the book, because I don't really read my books too often, as I'm the author of these books. So I'm going to talk about what we should go through and what we should deal with, on our how to deal with the initial getting angry over money and how to combat that so we don't let it trickle into our relationships, whether it be our marriages, whether it be our relationship with our friends or relationships with our boss and whatnot. So on this Money Making Monday motivation segment, yes, I'm talking about money, but I'm also talking about a relationship status of emotional frequency to free yourself of any negative emotions that you will go through in your money. Now, with that being said, am I currently writing another book on the concept of money, on how to better manage it and how to better use it to your advantage and not let it use you, in a sense? Yes, I am going to write a book just on those topics alone. But so let me dive in to this concept of defeating financial anger. So normally when I start talking, I usually always like to bring up a quote and out of the book that I'm speaking about. I'm going to talk about a quote from John F. Kennedy, ex-president John F. Kennedy. And what it talks about is talks about opportunity and danger. And in this quote, he says, when written in Chinese, the word crisis is composed of two characters. One represents danger, and the other represents opportunity. Let me say that again. When written in Chinese, the word crisis is comprised of two characters. One represents danger, and the other represents opportunity. So, there's opportunity that arises in every challenge in our lives. no matter what we do. We just have to see those opportunities to be able to use them to our advantage and be able to use them to better our lives in whatever we're doing or whatever we got planned going on to further our process of being better in the realm of being who we want to be and being where we want to be in our lives. So I thought that was a good quote to put in there for ex-President John F. Kennedy. So the thing is, as I've heard before, I've heard this time and time again, what rises from the ashes will rise up to the heavens. And it's about this concept of us getting through our most difficult obstacles in life in order to better our situation and in order to realize that we are stronger than we ever thought possible. Because I am almost certain everyone that is listening on this podcast today, I'm almost certain that we have all faced challenges, that we have all been knocked down, that we have all had to get back up, that we all had someone tell us that we can't do it or we shouldn't do it. And some of us let it get to us emotionally, and it emotionally charges us up so much that we forget what we're even going after. And that's the thing we don't want to do. We don't want to forget what we're going after. We want to be encompassed with what we're doing in our lives. We want to be in the present moment so we can better our future. Because if we're not in the present moment within our situation, then guess what's going to happen? We are going to go tenfold backwards. We don't want to go backwards. We want to move forwards. And the only way we move forwards is by staying in the present, not worrying about what happened in the past, not worrying about what happened or what's about to happen in the future, because you can't create something if you're not creating within the present moment and the present time. So being present is very, very important. So that, with that being said, we also have to really take a hold of our own emotions. I came up with a quote, and one of my quotes is, I said in the book, in the first chapter of Getting Over Your Own Defeat, the greatest struggle within ourselves holds our greatest victory. So a lot of the struggles that we go through in daily life and in the grind of life, if you want to call it that, we kind of set ourselves within these struggles, in these own struggles of the parameter of our ill will of thinking and the way we think. The thing is, we have to think outside the box in order to create the solution. We can't fix the problem within the problem. We have to go outside the problem in order to fix the problem, right? And so that's how you think of solutions. So we have to be solution-oriented based on our emotional frequencies, on what it's doing to us at the present time, because we don't want to lose our momentum, and we don't want to lose ourselves in our own anger. Because once you are angry, you lose the side of yourself that you do not want to lose. You lose the side of yourself that you don't want to deal with or have people look at you in a certain way. And really, to build on your character, you have to build on your emotional frequencies and know how to control those frequencies. That's why I went off and wrote the other book, which is going to be a few maybe 8 volumes. I've got volume one out right now. It's called Conquering Thoughts. Conquering Thoughts is about really diving into your thought process and picking picking certain thoughts that will propel you into a better momentum in your life, that will help you gain traction, that will help you deliver on your promises to yourself, that will help you make sure that you are emotionally well taken care of in the present moment of your life. So let me dive into this book a little bit, Defeating Financial Aid, because I think it's very important that we do that into staying on track to doing what we want to do. Now, there are certain things, like, for instance, I have a chapter in here. It's called Uncontrolled Economy, Uncontrolled Thoughts. Now, when we view the economy, and when we see the economy that we view the economy and we look at it like, oh, the economy is uncontrolled. We're doing all these bailouts. We're doing overspending. We're doing this. We're doing that. We have uncontrolled thoughts. 10 of those thoughts, I call them sin thoughts, because these thoughts are very, very deliberating to your sense of well-being. The first thought is, of course, anger. Second thought is depression. Third thought is loneliness. Fourth thought is unhappiness. Fifth thought is blame. Sixth is the fear thought. The seventh is guiltiness thought. Eight is worrying. Nine is helplessness. And 10 is uncertainty. And how do we define these thoughts and these emotions? Because these thoughts are linked to emotions, linked to emotional frequencies of ourselves. And how do we deal with the cause and effect of those thoughts? The thing is, we want to ask ourselves, what does our money do for us? Like, really, what does it do for us? Does it create happiness? Does it give us a sense of power? Does it give us a sense of freedom? Initially, what does it do for you? Now, we all know it buys things. Yes, we all know that. But we want to really control these thoughts, these sinful thoughts that we are plagued with when things are out of our so-called realm of control. So what we want to do, we want to bring these thoughts and bring them back in control with our emotions. So the thing is, what we want to do with our emotions, our thoughts are completely linked to our emotional frequencies. So if we can control our thoughts, we can better control our emotions. And if we can control our emotions, then we can control the life that we live. We don't have other people living for us. Now, there are trigger terms to finances. And some of these trigger terms that will kind of set someone off are, I'll read a list out to you. Bills, taxes, late payments, collections, overdraft fees, insufficient funds, unemployment, being laid off, being fired, having a repossession or a foreclosure. Now, those are trigger thoughts, or trigger terms that we deem with our finances, and we look at it and we're like, okay, well, how can I not be angry over these thoughts? How can I not? How can I sit there and regain my energy and my willful way of thinking to better my life and better the terms of the conditions that I have put myself into? So if, when we think of defeating financial anger, we want to think of not blaming other people for your financial woes and your financial mishaps. We need to blame the one specific person that we look at in the mirror every single day, because we are the ones that are in control of our financial mishaps of what happens. We are the ones, like, for instance, I don't know if you guys heard about the big Ponzi scheme back in 2008 from Bernie Madoff. It was a $65 billion Ponzi scheme. Completely one of the biggest Ponzi schemes on the planet. And I don't know how he got away with it for so long, but he did. But there was one guy that had to deal with the negative fallback of the Ponzi scheme, which is tremendously heart-wrenching, that he had lost the majority of his savings due to this Ponzi scheme. And his thought process was, if I give in to anger, I've lost everything. So his thought process is, if I give in to anger, I have lost everything. Even though financially he lost a whole bunch, he literally lost a whole bunch. And his name was Neil Friedman. So he was one of the victims of Bernie Madoff, of the $65 billion Ponzi scheme that shook the world during the crisis in the 2008, between 2008 and I don't even know how long the Ponzi scheme was going, but that's when not everyone was losing their homes. All these financial ruins were happening. People were going in foreclosure. You had men losing their jobs, and then you had people going off and committing suicide over financial ruins because they didn't know how to deal with their emotions when it came to losing so much money. Money doesn't make the man or make the woman. We give money life. Money is just it's just an object. It's just a tool for us to use in our arsenal of what we want to do in our lives, right? For instance, if you were to pick up some change, right, and you were to throw it up in the air, and I don't know if you guys have any change on you or whatnot. If you can do that right now, speaking, get some change out of your pocket. So, see, I don't know if you guys are here, but I got some change, okay? If I was to throw up this change that's in my hand right now, so I'm going to throw it up, and I'm going to prove a point to you about it being nothing but a material, because that's all it is. It's a material. We give it power. By letting it control our emotional frequencies. So, if I was to throw this change up, do you think when it hit the ground it would say ow? I'm almost 100% sure and guarantee that it's not going to say anything because it's just a tool. It's just a material base. So I throw it up. It's hit the ground. Nothing. Nothing. Now, if I give into the concept of, ow, that hurt me, because I just lost a bunch of money to the stock market or lost a bunch of money to a devastating thing that had happened, whether I got a car accident or whatever it may be. If I give into that notion of being out of control, thinking that my money should have did something for me, it should have protected me from this, it should have protected me from X, Y, and Z, right? Let me tell you something. There's an Italian proverb that actually did put in my book too. It says, anger is a very expensive luxury. Anger is an expensive luxury. If you notice that within that Italian proverb, it says everything. Because I don't know how many of you guys have ever been upset or been mad, possibly thrown your phone down or smashed your radio or smashed the steering wheel or even smashed your TV because you were so angry and you let the anger take control. Or even worse, you smashed someone in the face or because you let the anger take over your thought process. All right, and you let the emotions control your thoughts instead of letting your thoughts control your emotions. Now, if you have ever done that, then you have realized afterwards, maybe later on afterwards, maybe not 5 minutes afterwards, maybe an hour or so, whatever it may be, and you sat there and looked at it and you're like, oh my God, now I have to buy a new phone. Oh, now I'm going to get thrown in jail and have to get money to bail me, have someone to bail me out. Now I have time in prison. Now I have to buy a new TV. Now I have to get a new alignment for my vehicle. Now I have to buy a new radio. Oh, my God. I let the anger take control of my thought process instead of my thought process taking over my emotions. So, since my thought process didn't take over my anger, guess what? Now I have to spend more money to get out of something or buy something I already had, something that was working, but now I have to spend money on it. I don't know if you've seen those TV shows where people have snapped. It's called, there's a TV show, I forgot exactly what channel it's on, but it's called Snap, where people just snap. They snap in the workplace, they snap through in the home, they just completely snap and they lose it. They'll take the fax machine, they'll tear it all up, they'll take their computers and throw their computers, they'll even smash their windows in their car. You'll even have ex lovers come by and burn someone's vehicle down or whatnot, or vandalize their home or whatever. Because they don't let their thoughts control their emotions. They let their emotions control their thoughts. So this is why I wrote this book, Defeating Financial Anger, to help people control these negative thoughts that have been associated with money for so long. And I thought it was a good time to actually dive into it and actually write a book that I'm hoping it's going to be able to change people's lives. And I'm hoping that it can help motivate you into thinking the right thought process. Because only when we think in the right thought process can we gain the gift of strength, knowledge, and peace. Possess the right thinking, only then can we receive the gift of strength, knowledge, and peace. We have to let the thoughts control the emotions, not the emotions control the thoughts. So very, very important that we do that. And I know it's easier said than done, but we really need to focus on our thought frequency and be able to dissect our thoughts and where it's leading us to. Do we want to be motivated? Do we want to be encouraged? Do we want to be happy? Do we want to live a more fulfilled life? Yes, of course we do. And how do we do that? By controlling our thoughts to lead us in the right direction and where we're going. So we don't have to really wondering on how to defeat financial anger. But it was one of these books that I wrote the book because I was going through my own financial anger. So I said, okay, well, let me write this down and figure out how to control my own financial anger so I can make better judgment calls and I can make better decisions on where I'm going with my life and what I'm doing with my life and how to better direct myself in a better manner so I can get from point A to point B by using X, Y, and Z, right? So the X, Y, and Z is controlling the thoughts, frequency, in order to control the emotions, in order to get to the life that I want, right? Because one of my mottos is life is about this, getting the life we want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. Life is about getting the life we want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. But in order to do that, we have to really dive in and remember that no matter where we go in our lives, we are the conductors. We are the captains of our ships. And no matter where our ship is being sailed, we are the ones that control how we hoist up the flag, or not even the flag, the, oh my God, what is it called? Hoist up the windmill or where, whatever. I know where I'm going with this, but my thought process can't really get out the word. But the sail. So when we're shifting where our sails is headed to, do we want to go east, west, south, north? Which direction are we going to take it in? So we are the captains of that sailboat. We are the captains of our destination. So we need to make clear on where our life is headed, and we need to be the conductors and conduct ourselves in a manner that we're going to reach to this level and reach to this spectrum of telling ourselves, no matter what, I'm going to make it. No matter what, I'm going to do it. Why? Because I believe. Why? I just don't believe I'm going to do. Why? Because I know I can do it because I have part of within me the 8 disciplines that I need, or the 8 B's to success. And get out your pen and piece of paper right now, because I'm going to use the 8 B's to success right now. Are you ready for this? I'll give you about 2 minutes to get a pen and piece of paper so you can write it down, so you can understand what the 8 D's to success are. So, the 8 D's to success. Number one is vision. We have to decide on where we want to go. Number two is determination. We have to have the determination to do the next D, which is number three, to drive. We need to make the conscious decision to make the determination on for us to get behind the wheel to drive. And then we need to have the dedication, which is number four, dedication in developing, which is number five, the discipline of doing. And then we need to have a due date at the end of it. So, number one is decision, determination. Number three is drive. Number four is dedication. Number five is developing. Number six is discipline. Number seven is doing. And number eight, have a due date. Have a due date. And that is the 8 D's to success. If you understand those 8 D's in that specific order, things will happen for you as they are magic. Like, magic doesn't happen unless we create the magic. We are all magical beings. We are all magical thought processes or thought creators. right? So, I'm going to say those eight D's again. These are the eight D's to success. Number one, make the decision. Number two, have the determination to drive through the dedication of developing a discipline so strong that no matter what, within developing this discipline that is so strong, you are going to do it in order to reach the due date of your initial outcome of your dream or goal. Your dream or goal. We have to give ourselves a due date in that equation, because if you don't give yourself a due date, unfortunately, you're sailing amongst the ocean, and as you're sailing amongst the ocean, you're going to be lost because you didn't give yourself a due date. You didn't give yourself a destination, right? But you have to give yourself a destination. Give yourself a destination. Give yourself a due date. I'm going to leave you with this one quote that I have that I came up with. And this quote is, it's not about how many attempts it takes. It's about never giving up until it happens. It's not about how many attempts it takes. It's about never giving up until it happens. Until next time, peace, love, and above all, happiness. Stay safe and be good to each other. And I will be talking to you guys on the Winning Wednesday program of Culture Shock Media Network. As always, thank you to the lovely Bethany for having me be a guest host on the show of Money Making Motivation Mondays. I will be talking to you guys on Winning Wednesdays. Take care, be good, and by all means, control your thoughts in order to control your emotions and in order to control your final destination. Have a good day. Be good to each other. And until next time, I'll be talking to you guys on Winning Wednesdays here on Culture Shock Media Network. All right. Have a good one.